Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 2, page 485. In the prone, obscure beginnings of the race, the human grew in the bowed, ape-like man. He stood erect, a godlike form and force, and the soul's thoughts looked out from earth-born eyes. Man stood erect, he wore the thinker's brow. He looked at heaven and saw his comrade stars. A vision came of beauty and greater birth, slowly emerging from the heart's chapel of light, and moved in a white lucent air of dreams. He saw his being's unrealized vastness. He aspired and housed the nascent demigod. Out of the dim recesses of the self, the occult seeker into the open came. He heard the far and touched the intangible. He gazed into the future and the unseen. He used the powers earth instruments cannot use. A pastime made of the impossible. He caught up fragments of the omniscient thought. He scattered formulas of omnipotence. Thus, man, in his little house, made of earth's dust, grew towards an unseen heaven of thought and dream, looking into the vast vistas of his mind on a small globe dotting infinity. At last, climbing a long and narrow stair, he stood alone on the high roof of things and saw the light of a spiritual sun. Aspiring, he transcends his earthly self. He stands in the largeness of his soul newborn, redeemed from encirclement by mortal things, and moves in a pure, free spiritual realm, as in the rare breadth of a stratosphere. A last end of far lines of divinity, he mounts by a frail thread to his high source. He reaches his fount of immortality. He calls the Godhead into his mortal life. All this the spirit concealed had done in her. A portion of the mighty mother came into her as into its own human part. Amid the cosmic workings of the gods, it marked her the center of a wide-drawn scheme. Dreamed in the passion of a far-seeing spirit to mold humanity into God's own shape and lead this great blind struggling world to light, or a new world discover or create. Earth must transform herself and equal heaven, or heaven descend into earth's mortal state. But for such vast spiritual change to be, out of the mystic cavern in man's heart, the heavenly psyche must put off her veil and step into common nature's crowded room and stand uncovered in that nature's front and rule its thoughts and fill the body and life. Obedient to a high command, she sat. Time, life, and death were passing incidents, obstructing with their transient view her sight. Her sight that must break through and liberate the God imprisoned in the visionless mortal man. The inferior nature born into ignorance still took too large a place. It wheeled herself and must be pushed aside to find her soul.